life, you don't know what to expect. Never really know what's coming next. Try your best to put your mind to rest. Take a guess, but don't hold your breath. Now you can cry and bitch and whine and say fuck the world and have a good ass time. Cause we're all gonna die, but we're not dead yet. So let's get it started, say we're the band.
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 4 of Set With The Bet. I'm your host, Bear. I'm here with my other co-host, Seth Dees.
What up?
And coming in tonight is the one, the only, the producer of Smoking and Joking, Dee So Funny.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for coming back to the show, Dee. Appreciate it. So if you've never seen the show before, Set With The Bet is a comedy show where comics come on, they draw straws. Whoever draws the short straw has to do a challenge on topics that all the other comedians present. This month, JP Ford drew the short straw, so we're all giving him wild, wacky topics to do during his set. Seth, what are you going to give JP?
You know, we were just talking about AI, and so I feel like AI...
That's a great topic. Yeah, just AI.
Just AI in general.
That is really a home run for him.
Right.
Like, right.
That's a good thing that's to a do good, him. That's a, you are a nice person.
I'm throwing up. He's going to slam dunk it in. You know, everyone like, focuses on the dunk for the alley-oop, but...
It's so much he can do with that topic.
Yes. Right, I don't know, so
man.
Much.
Like, I just...
AI.
I'm tempted to do him bad because I know him.
It's got to be a yin and a yang, you know?
Him, right.
Him and Nick call me as they comedy dad. You know, comedy dad. I'm like, man, get off me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. So, Chase Miska, he decided to, for a little recap, he said losing your virginity. So that's the topic that Chase Miska's brought to him. Right. Eugene said... Charles Manson's innocent.
You must argue Charles Manson's innocence.
Right. I'm going to give him horses, just in general, just horses.
Horses. I love it.
D, what do you want to hear him talk about?
I'm leaning towards shoes. I don't know why.
Just shoes.
Shoes.
Horses, shoes, AI, losing your virginity, and Charles Manson's innocence. That's going to be a fun set.
Well, my whole thing is, like, I'm tempted to take it and do all of them myself.
Oh, that would be
fun. Yeah.
Just to play with it.
That would be really fun.
Man,
fuck yeah. I hope you do. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Sincerely, that would be really cool.
I like to have fun with shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's my type. Like, the Quick Draw Mic, shout out to my guy, Addy.
Oh, that's a great show.
Was one of my favorite mics when it was here. I'm so happy he still got it going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's having a lot of success with it up there in Nebraska.
Listen, man, it was a great concept. It's a great show. Mm-hmm. He's just asshole enough to pull it off.
He sure
you
is.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
he's the perfect host for that show.
It all works.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know whose brainchild it was, but I salute it. It was.
I'm pretty sure it's Addy. I'm pretty sure that's all Addy.
Right. Oh, it was all Addy.
I think so.
Listen, man, the Quick Draw Mic is... really revolutionary.
Very goofy and fun.
Why don't you explain the concept in case there's anybody watching that hasn't seen it.
If you haven't seen the Quick Draw Mic, every comic gets,
2 minutes.
And 2 rounds. So you only get 2 minutes, but you get 2 rounds to do 2 minutes.
So you get to do 2 sets on the same show.
On one show that night.
And Addy's got a panel up there similar to Kill Tony. And they interview, they talk shit. Like, it's a lot of fun. Nice.
Yeah, man. Like, and
it sounds like a very fun formula.
Hey, and it's amazing.
I've seen a lot of
do.
Clips on because you know I follow. I've seen some funny clips on there, so it's.
Hey, so if you definitely out that way, man, go check him out.
Hell yeah.
If you listening and you are, go check out Quick Draw.
Speaking of funny clips, what's going on with So I Bombed?
Oh.
Dude, I love that show that you were doing on your Instagram. That is a fucking great concept.
Hey, man, So I Bombed is coming back, man. To be honest, I had a flood. My apartment flooded, and
the list
was on the floor.
You know what I'm saying?
So, like, the floor got wet. Everything flooded. So, so now.
Bro, we got to get you in the digital age. You got to get electronic copies of that shit. Come on now.
Yeah.
The cloud.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still pencil to paper.
The only cloud you're worried about is smoking, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's tragic. But it is coming back.
Smoking. Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes. What I'm finna do with it, though, is I'm gonna do it with a twist. I had a very good comic friend of mine, Keith Terry, reach out to me. And he was like, hey, man, he's like you. He's like, I love the show. He's like, every time you post one, I go watch it. He was like, hey, it's great, man. He was like, but I do think you should do one thing. He said, I should open it up to everybody. He said, I should have more guests than just comics on there telling bomb stories. He was like, think opening it up to everybody because everybody's bombed in life. And I never
or at their job or anything. That's great concept.
And he was telling me I should open it up. So I was thinking like, yeah, that's what I'm finna do. So now instead of me chasing comics down to do it, I'm just gonna have a list of people who want to get on there and tell their bomb story.
Right.
From whoever you are in life. You could be a teacher, you could be, you know, all of these people who have bombed.
A chef.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Listen, man. A cook. And think about it. Everybody has bombed in life. You know what I'm saying? Had a bad day. And he made me realize that because he's like, didn't you have bad days before you were a comic?
Yeah.
I was like, you mother.
That's a great idea. And then the door's open to grow your audience that much more. Because with comics, you'll hit the comics audience. Mm-hmm. But you open that up, you can get a worldwide audience.
Yeah, I'd love to hear a surgeon.
So I bought. Oh, fuck. Yeah,
they were done. Yeah. It was rough.
So I definitely killed tonight.
Hey, but he wouldn't have to say the patient's name. He could just say, hey, it was my whatever.
Right.
And exactly. Finally, a platform.
I was very nervous. You know what I'm saying? I was very nervous and shit. You know what I'm saying? The nurse had a big set of titties and just everything was just all out of whack. And this guy was just done for. I don't know.
Right. A little hungover, you know, partied a little bit too hard the night before.
Yeah.
Cocaine was in then. It was the 80s. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would love to hear what the worst thing a surgeon has sewed up inside somebody is. Because you've heard of that, right? Like they'll have surgery and then get utensils and all kinds of shit put back in them that ain't supposed to be there.
Who I'm going to try and get, I'm thinking like really, really good guess. Paramedics, man. If you ever at a party with a paramedic, move.
Have you heard about my show with Bryant?
Paramedics and firemen, man. Don't you? If you are at any event with, if you are by a paramedic and they're telling stories, don't you move. You don't even go to pee.
Right.
Because they will tell some shit. You'd be like, what happened? It's like, man, it was a guy with a hamster. You're like, what?
Yeah.
What? What I miss?
Dude.
Listen, man.
So I did a show in.
No, you never have.
I did. Yeah, no, I have. I want to hear yours. I want to hear your story.
Dude, I did a show in Bryant, and I did that Crispy Tots joke about the kids burning in the school bus. And
I love that joke.
So a paramedic after the show goes, dude, we had a dead baby award on the bus.
Oh, no.
To where anytime somebody was like, when they were on call, if a baby died on them, they would like get on one knee and present a baby doll, like a knight presenting a sword to a king. And like they had to keep that doll on them until the next dead baby hit their fucking bus.
Wow.
They called it the Dead Baby Award.
What?
What the fuck?
What?
Dude, paramedics go fucking hard in the paint.
Listen, man, they see it all, though. Think about what they see daily.
I mean, that's what
when they get called to show up, they don't know what they're walking into.
Right.
So it's like, dang, I picked the wrong job.
Oh, dude.
Or the right job. The perfect job. No day is the same, you know? No 2 days are the same. You walk in, man, that's...
No. I was saying I did.
Yeah, he said he picked the wrong job.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
oh, I thought you were saying that's what they say.
No. I'm sure. Listen, man, I salute them because I know my first day I walk in and some guy is...
Yeah.
Because I've heard some horror stories. Like, they had to deal with something to where it's like, hey... You have to help the person. You might want to hurt them because of what they're doing or how their situation is, but you have to be there to help.
And yeah, they're not cops. They can't just shoot them if they don't like they're paramedics.
Yeah. But some situations, man, I'm telling you, I used to work with a dude at a Pizza Hut, man, and he was paramedic, man. And he was like moonlighting at the. It's like, man, he used to. Some
whole different
stuff,
type of delivery.
Dude, you see so much wild shit. And like they have to do dark things like that and have a dark sense of humor. That's how they cope with a stressful ass job like that. Like, I don't blame them at all.
When I tell you sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Every paramedic has the best sense of humor.
Right.
I laughed so hard. I did a show for Oklahoma Emergency Medical Transportation Association, OEMTA. And man, they all laughed. So it was Keith Gleason and I. Man, they laughed so hard, and they so tough, man. Even the women had mustaches, dude. They were so strong. I was like, Does it grow once you get the license, or does it
when you get the lower lumbar
or do you
strength?
Have to have, like, yeah.
I mean, you got to.
You
think.
Can't pick up bodies for a living without getting some testosterone,
right?
I mean, and they do a lot of it, man. Like the stories you'll hear. Like I'm telling you, I'll repeat that. Yeah. If you're ever at a party,
talk to the paramedic for sure.
Listen, if he starts to talk, just hey, most times they cool. Like once they get. Well, the one that I was around, once he got cool, bro, start talking.
Make a dead baby joke and see where they take it. Because, like, they will always go darker than you think they're going to go every single time.
Right.
I he said they have to keep the baby. So what do they do? Like, so.
They accept the baby, and then they either it's in their office or on their ambulance. I don't remember the specific rules. But they have to, like, keep the baby on them, and they get challenged if they don't have the baby on them.
Oh, no.
It's wow, just the dead baby award.
That's deep. But it always be stuff like again. That when you work at places. Cause,
right.
When I was young, I worked at a shoe shine parlor, man. And we used to play.
Very similar. Also a very stressful job. Who knows what you see in a shoe shine parlor.
Nah. I wasn't comparing the two. I was just saying, you know, when jobs always have like little games they play. We used to play left hand give it up. So all day you can't hold anything in your left hand.
Oh,
I catch you holding something in your left hand. Give it to me.
Oh, I got gotcha. It. Okay. Okay,
yeah. We had drinking games like that in college where, like, if you didn't turn the tab on your beer and somebody tapped your beer, you had to chug the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. We had one called Edward 40 Hands where we taped 40s to our hands. And then you couldn't take it. You couldn't cut it off until you drank both.
I would
40s.
Piss my pants before I drank two 40s.
Yeah,
especially now.
Imagine having to pee and you've duct taped 40s to your hands.
Right.
Your chin. You're like,
hey, that
pee pants time.
That should have went viral. How did you not?
It was before. Listen. In the before times.
That was back when the internet, when they're like, hey, don't post that because your job will fuck
right, yeah.
Listen, well, okay, well, we need
like
to get it on our
kinds of beers.
We need to, we need to get it on there now. You know what I'm saying? We need to bring Set With A Bet back to its
listening.
Full potential.
All right, so Scoundrels, we need to have Set With A Bet, need to convince D to bring fucking So I Bombed over, and then we'll get Edward 40 Hands to close it out.
Right, that's one of the, you got to do your set as Edward 40 Hands. I feel like that. It could be too much.
You can't start your set until they're empty.
Oh no! We have to do 40s, but we could do like Coronas, like Corona size, two Coronas. That wouldn't kill somebody.
Oh come on, we gotta do more than two Coronas.
Yeah.
Although Chris Bailey may go to the hospital again,
it's gonna be him that gets it.
Right.
I tell you what.
He's the size of a 40.
Pull this up to your
mouth. Oh, excuse me. I tell you what we do. We do double deuces. We'll do.
They do make like 32 ounces now.
Yeah,
too.
We'll do the big ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
two of the big ones.
Yeah,
you know if you tape it up enough too, you can't see what's in it. Could be water.
Yeah,
that's
could all
a lot of fucking water.
Could just be food.
I mean, you're going to pee. Let's,
of course.
Let's just go ahead and put that.
Very
together.
Few things guaranteed it's in life.
It's gonna happen.
Dude, that's been the hardest part about getting old for me is the peeing.
Yeah, what's different?
You just can't hold it as long.
Right.
Because, like, when I'm on the road and I got to piss, like, I hit a certain mile marker where I'm like, if I don't find a bathroom soon, I'm stopping the vehicle.
Right.
I'll pull my dick out in front of, like, the Queen of England. Like, I've got to piss
it
right now.
It doesn't just go away like it used to.
I don't know. No. If I'm in a situation where the person don't want to stop because I have been young and I always keep the empty pop bottle because they will hear me back there. They'd be like, what are you doing? Minding my business, turn around and drive.
Pepper.
Yeah,
I'm being efficient.
Man, listen.
A pop bottle though, man. That's because that hole, like you got to line it up just right, especially in a moving car.
Listen, man. Hey,
become an expert. You've become an expert at it.
We were on the road one time, me and my buddy, and
we got to pull over for that.
No,
we might need gas, but.
He had to piss, but he didn't tell me. He was drunk, and I guess he was too proud and didn't want to tell me. We were on Highway 7 up in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he rolled down the window and stood out the back window and just pissed in the wind.
That's acrobatic.
I was so mad. He got pissed all over the back of my truck. I was like, are you fucking shitting me?
What the fuck? It's just flying back into it.
I kept trying to, like, swerve and send him out of the window. Like, fuck you.
Oh, I think I passed a stone. Thanks, dude.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
That is...
That's
barbaric.
It scared me because like
that's barbaric.
I got my window down and I'm driving, and the next thing like I see something in my side mirror, and I'm like, oh shit! Somebody's like, I'm in a double yellow line in a car. Somebody's trying to pass me in this. Nope, it's just his dick just sitting there flopping trying to piss.
The ugliest bird I've ever seen. You can just roll the window up from the front seat though, right?
Yeah, just power? Cut it off real quick. No, that's how you get piss all in your fucking back seat. So. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, you're right.
He wasn't stopping.
No, you can't start. Like that. My thing is too, and I don't know if this is like a sign of colon shit. Issues or whatever, but I'm just all of a sudden go from not having to piss at all, having a great day, to it's fucking code yellow. I've got to pee. Bad. My yeah. fucking eyes are turning yellow.
When I got to pee, I got to pee now.
It's crazy. And
I don't know. I can still hold it a little bit, man. Right. But I try not to.
Black don't crack, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I do.
I'm going to tell you like this, but I heard when I was young, like I want to say, if you hold it, your erections won't last longer, right. And when you get older, you won't be able to hold your piss. They said you're going to fuck your bladder up holding it. Right. So I never held it.
Gotcha.
Never. That's where the pop bottle came in.
Yeah.
I heard that young. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because my grandmother worked at a hospital, so the guy she used to be around, he used to talk about a lot of crazy stuff.
Okay.
I liked him, man. He was just a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? He took me to the morgue, y'all type of shit. He was yeah. just that dude. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Wild. Yeah. Huh? That's wild.
Yeah,
just took
yeah,
me to the morgue.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? We was talking one day. He was like, have you ever seen a dead body? I was like, yeah. And he looked at me like, how you ever seen a dead body for? He's like, so you wouldn't be scared if you seen one? I was like, no. and he was like, okay, then we finna go see one.
I was like, well, let's go see how old one. Are you at this time?
I might have been 9.
Oh my God.
That's a 4th grader.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? St. Louis is very different.
I believe it.
It's different when you call it a cadaver, maybe. That was, you know, that's a different feel when you look at it. But how did you feel? Did it?
Nah. It was big dead white guy.
Shit. Big dead white guy.
In bombs. Sliced right. on him.
Yep.
Naked.
He was dead. He was surely dead.
Completely nude.
My girl, she just got a job at a funeral home.
They
and has been cremating people.
And like
wow.
And telling me stories from that. That's been really exciting.
Yeah.
And morbid and weird. Speaking of dead baby awards.
And then the weirdest thing is like in the movies they had a little towel and all that. Man.
Yeah. No, that's just a naked dead white man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They just be in the little thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah,
it's like he's dead. Like he doesn't need.
What's he gonna get embarrassed?
People that yeah. I feel like they're that's like the weirdest. They've got to be like the darkest. People that have to deal with dead bodies often. You've got to have a very unique personality for that.
You got to have a sense of humor.
I yeah. don't know. I was in the weirdest way.
Turned on?
No. No. But I was going to say in the weirdest way, I don't know why I was disappointed that he took me to see a dude and not a dead woman. I don't
right,
know.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Come on.
Like, 9 years old. Titties. Can I see a dead body auntie? Can we get, like, check two of these boxes
right.
at the same time?
I was just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That,
he surely did.
And that this is an uncle sense. That did that?
No. This is just a guy that works at the hospital.
Okay.
Well, actually,
my grandmother.
I found out that's why most people that work in morgues and funeral homes stuff are women, because if they hire too many men, they'll fuck the bodies.
Right.
Wow.
And so they can't hire men. Like, they hire mostly women because the men can't be left alone with the fucking bodies.
I've heard some stories the other way around, too, though.
No shit?
Yeah. Those dicks get
the
hard,
the bodies
too.
Can't leave the men alone?
Rigor mortis. Yeah, the bodies can't.
Damn.
No, I've heard other shit. I've heard some other crazy. But again, I read a lot. I watch a lot of, like, hentai, you know? So,
I don't know.
Yeah, your algorithm's fucked.
Yeah. I did. I think I watched some shit on one time I was high. I don't know what the fuck I was watching, but the motherfucker went and was trying to, wanted to jack the dead body off and get the man's semen or some shit.
Okay.
It was just some wild shit, man. They was trying to.
Is the sperm still
he was the guy was rich, and they had a certain time limit and everything. It was weird, man.
Okay.
It was just, the whole movie was weird. I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Quick.
I'm not saying that I would ever jack off an alive guy.
Right.
But I'm damn sure not taking the effort to jack off a dead guy.
Yeah. Like, what is the end game here?
Also, how do you know if you're close? Like, am I doing right? Am I doing it wrong? Like,
yeah. The newest Mission Impossible is fucking weird.
Dude, Tom Cruise will take any gig at this point. Scientology is not paying the bills anymore.
He did it, though. He got that shit. And he was hanging from the ceiling the whole time, too.
Yeah. There was lasers everywhere. It was really weird.
It's cool. Just can't wait to see what they do with it. That's the next part. They left it on a cliffhanger. Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Whoa. Oh.
I'd watch it. So, you've got Smoking and Joking coming up soon. What is this, the fourth one? Fifth one?
Oh, man. Don't make me lie. I've done so many because at one time I was doing them at once a month.
Okay, were you doing them just in Little Rock? You've taken this elsewhere, right?
Yeah, we've been in Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
We've been in Memphis, Tennessee. That's all right now. That's all right now. I'm looking at some different spots, man. I'm really working on California, man.
I'm really working on California, flying all the time. I mean, California is the perfect spot for Smoking and Joking.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing
explain
is,
the concept of the show to anybody that doesn't know.
Okay. Smoking and Joking is a private event. I do about 75, 80 people. You know what I'm saying? I kind of cap it off right there. You know what I'm saying? It's not even a, you know, money grab type thing. It's just for an exclusive group of people who all want to be in a room full of smoke and watch funny and watch very, very funny people like my guy Self tell jokes.
Right. So you break the weed out, everybody starts smoking, you get the comics up there.
I also do different stuff too. I have a musical act at the end most times.
It's a party.
I definitely have a live DJ there. I let everybody in like about an hour and a half before the show.
Yeah.
We got infused foods. We got vendors selling things. This year, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to have a massage table.
Okay.
Dollar a minute.
Dollar a minute. We'll have the dead guy there. You can come jack him off, get high, jack off the dead guy.
if someone gets full of smoke.
No one has ever died at Smoking and Joking. someone has gotten dizzy and had to be escorted out. We have had someone.
Guy.
So,
yeah.
Listen. So, y'all going to bring the dead. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm cool with that. Just nobody's going to die.
We're just going to see how much
I've had
can
some vicious rumors
off.
Said about my show, man.
That people died?
So, no, nobody died, but I won't speak on it. But
it was I know Lucas had a bad time one time, but that's just because Lucas can't handle weed.
No. I wasn't. Lucas was fine, man. He just.
Well, no one's ever overdosed on weed.
He just had to. He got too dizzy, and I'm like, why would you inhale all this? And he'd been to one before, so I thought he'd be fine, but he got a little dizzy. We had to.
He's a very excitable guy. He gets excited.
Well, I don't know.
I gave Lucas an edible once at the Looney Bin, and he started hanging onto the table like, "Bear, I'm floating away." And I had to be like, "You're not floating
away.
You're
too fucking big.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. There ain't enough helium on this planet to lift you, buddy."
Hey, you know what I would tell him? See? This is why nobody deals with you. This why nobody hangs out with you.
Right.
Trying to be your friend.
You look like, this
be cooler.
This is why I can't be your friend.
Deep breath.
This is it. This is the stuff you're doing right now.
I'm excited. You know, nothing is better with comedy. Nothing makes people laugh more than oxygen deprivation. And I'm all about that shit, dog.
I know you thinking in your mind like,
I'm expecting to not be able to see
anybody. Did you feel
anybody?
Like it was too much smoke
so,
when you did it?
Or smoker? Now, I'm an avid weed smoker. I love pot.
Right.
Yeah.
But at Smoking and Joking, you couldn't see the ceiling. Like, you walk in, and it's just a cloud. And everybody is stoned out of their fucking mind. It's a great show. But it is, for a comic, it's a different energy. Your timing has to hit different to keep everybody's attention and to hit that. Like it's a different vibe. It's a different kinda, feel.
You have to work. I bomb most time as the host.
Yeah,
because
you're
I'm the first one to get up there, and I am.
Yeah,
I am. But in front of a room full of high people, it's like okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but over they do warm up. Like they warm
do.
Up. Like I take the L for everybody. Basically, right. I try to. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's my show. I don't mind. Like, I understand. Like, I do.
Right. Like, I
like,
pretty much host
every
show.
I understand if you have sit here and smoked 3 blunts since you've been here, because I opened up the doors an hour and a half before the show.
Right.
So you can get your food and stuff and get together. And if you want to deal with the vendors, hang out and all that. So, you know, you there for a little minute. You know what I'm saying? You got a little time to hang out before the show starts. Then the show starts. It's an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, we probably hang out for a little minute and everybody usually. But by the end of the show, everybody's usually so freaking stoned. They just like, man, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm pretty home.
You know what I have never seen at a Smoking and Joking? A fight.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's mad.
No one's mad.
Nobody's having a bad time. Everybody is chilled the fuck out.
Listen, when I say it's infused food, like, but every year I do something different. And this year, man, I'm so excited about what I'm doing, man. Like, every year I do something different, man. Like, year before last, I put edibles on all the tables.
Okay.
Everybody had homemade edible cookies on every table. Wow. Just peanut butter cookies.
Fuck yeah.
Everybody table. Just so when you get high and you start, you be like, ooh, cookie. And it didn't say edible or nothing on it. It was just a cookie on the table.
You're at Smoking and Joking. Assume it's an edible.
Right.
I was just like, if they eat them, shit, they know what's going on.
You got one fat ass stealing cookies out the back. Don't know. Right.
But no, people
my
was
mom
actually,
loves these.
Listen, a lot of people didn't mess with them. They was just like, oh no, I don't know what's up.
Right.
But the people that did eat them and liked them was getting them off other people's table. Yeah. They was walking over there. It's like, hey, are you going to eat that cookie? What you going to do with that? And the people there, they was like, oh, nah, I ain't finna. They gave it to them. And then when I announced that it was edible, I seen people looking around like, are you mother?
You motherfucker.
I seen people looking around like, ah, that was cold.
Or like, yeah.
That was cold-hearted. That was cold-hearted. Because I announced it like at the end of the show. I was like, oh, I hope everybody enjoyed the edibles. I was high. I forgot to tell everybody that it's edible.
And there's that one dude in the
audience. People was
that
looking
ate, like,
at
nine
it.
Nine
of
them.
I was like, ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
no. There's one guy just passed out the bat, scratching his belly.
What'd he say? He's bringing edibles? I'm not even high.
For real. Because that was a good one. The next year, I had Motherland Gardens come through and sponsor and give everybody a free 3.5.
So that's dope.
That was last year.
Last
year. So everybody went home with a free 3.5.
Wow.
And this year, I'm going to try to do something to top that.
Exciting.
We'll get to
that's
find
on 420,
out what that
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah. That's this Saturday.
All right, is it sold out already?
Nah, we halfway there.
Halfway sold out.
That's why my phone was
blowing up.
Going crazy.
If you're interested in the show and you're in the Little Rock area, hit up D on social media because it's a private event.
Yeah. It's private, but it's open to the public. So it's private because I price.
Those mean two different things.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like first come, first serve type thing. Yeah.
It's exclusive. It's exclusive.
Excuse.
People love exclusivity, you know?
Yeah.
So
they really
only a few people will get to do it, man. It's something that I enjoy doing every year. It's something that I brought to the city, and
I'm glad you did.
The city love it, man. Like I literally was doing them once a month at one time, man. And then I got to traveling and everything kind of took off with that. And it's just, I don't know, man. This comedy thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's a grind.
Listen, man. Yeah, like he was talking about So I Bombed, man. Like, and like what happened, I was wanting to do one every day, man. Mm-hmm. And it just, that list got messed up. I think I called somebody one day and they was like, oh, man, I can't do it right now. Because usually when I would call somebody and they wouldn't pick up, I just do one.
Right.
It's just like, okay, nobody picked up today. So fuck it, I'm going to do one. Or a comic could come on the thing and I'd be like, hey, you want to get on and do a story? And for me, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing with that is I think comics don't appreciate bombing, man. We don't appreciate the building of new material enough. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of it. It's not something that we should like per se, but we should appreciate and understand that
it is
a part of it.
Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get the
for
bit,
growth.
Though.
Mm-hmm. For growth, yeah.
To get the bit, though.
Right.
If I don't try it and it, okay.
If I don't play with it till it breaks, I don't know its limits.
There you go.
Like, I got to see where it breaks and then take it back just a little bit and get it working again. Like, you got to tinker with shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I can't even tell you how many jokes that I've just thrown out because, you know, I'm just like, well, they're bomb after bomb after bomb. But who knows if I would have kept going, you know.
And then sometimes I just be in a fun mood, man. And the joke won't even bomb. Like, I was at a Scoundrels open mic. Shouts out to the Scoundrels. Open mic last night. And I tried a new one that I wanted to do, and it went pretty well. We was at Midtown, man.
Nice. Hell yeah.
If you're ever looking for something to do on a Wednesday, man, check out Midtown.
Midtown here in Little Rock.
Shameless plug.
It starts at sign-ups at 9:30. Show starts at 10 o'clock.
Oh, it's,
it's right after the Rail Yard. That starts at 7 o'clock. So you can get two mics on Wednesday if you're interested in doing stand-up in Little Rock.
Hey, or if you just want to come out and see a show, because these shows are absolutely...
They're fun. There were some unhinged sets last night.
Are they? But aren't they free?
It's free, and it's a great time.
It's free to get in.
Jack lost his mind last night. It was great.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, I'll send you a link. It's on YouTube right now. Oh, I'll send it to you right
now.
That's
good. Why
did he watched it before you got here.
It's hilarious.
Why did he lose his mind?
I met him.
A
controlled demolition.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sending you this right now.
It was a good room last night, I thought.
It was a good room.
And I feel like Jack was part of that. He really...
Based
on that video, he set the tone of wackadoo.
There, I sent you a link. You can watch it later. It's wild.
D, how long have you been doing stand-up? Where'd you get started and when?
The first stage I ever touched was The Joint.
Okay.
The Joint Hell is the first stage I ever touched.
Excellent.
Luckily, Brett, man, at that time, it was not a lot of people in Little Rock doing comedy. Like, it's not a lot now. Like, we don't have a big, big scene, but it's bigger than it was then.
Right.
Like, because now you got to be at The Joint, because if you're not there, there'll be no more spaces.
Exactly.
And one thing about it, Brett run a tight ship. And I respect him for it, man. Like, cause he builds comics, so
he really wants
to grow you as a comedian.
And he's not a comic.
Listen,
and that's what's really special.
Listen, man,
he's unbiased.
When I say he wants to grow you, if you want to really do this,
because
I came in that first day and I just came to watch. Mm-hmm. I was not going to get on stage, and he was like, "You want to do this, man? I can tell you do."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, but I want to watch first.
Yeah,
and I want to kind of get a feel for what they're doing, and you know, then I'm gonna go get together and then we'll come back." And he was like, "Ah, man, come on, man. You want to go up?" And I was like, I don't. He's like, "What's your name?" I was like, "D." He was like, "I got you on my list." I was like,
"That's
what?
How I get you."
I was like, "What?" I went back to the person I was riding with, man, my lady at the time, Tasha. I was like, "Is this the place?" Is this the place? She was parking the car. Is this the place?
She sounds adorable.
Yeah, she was. She was very adorable.
Please.
She was like,
we all just watched you parallel park for 15 minutes.
How did you know?
That voice, you could hear the parallel parking in that voice.
She was parking the car. I run up to the window. I was like, "Yeah, this is the place." She was like, "How much is it to get in?" I was like, "Well, it's free if you're going up." She was like, "Okay." She was like, "How much?" I was like, "So it'll be $5 for you." She was like, "What's going up?" I was like, "On stage." She was like, "To do what?" I was like, "Tell jokes."
She didn't know where she was going?
No. She was talking about me. We were talking about me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was
she didn't
like,
know you were doing that.
Yeah, she would know because we had discussed that I would go and watch.
Mm-hmm, right.
So when I come back and I'm like, "Oh, I'm signed up." She's like, "For what?" I'm like, "To do stand up.
Got a new job here? They're hiring you."
Oh, that's funny.
Like, "Do stand up."
You were a barista? Like,
and I went up and bombed. Ah,
what year was this?
It was 8 years ago in August. So let's backtrack.
So 2016.
Yeah.
I've been asking every comedian that comes on this podcast both of these questions. First of all, in the past 8 or so years that you've been doing stand up, what is the moment that you are most proud of?
Very, very simple. I want to say I was right outside of Pensacola. I was, I don't totally went blank because you asked me, but I can't even think of my guy named Rich. That's his name. My guy Rich is a promoter out of Florida. He seen me here hosting for 96.5 The Box.
Mm-hmm.
I was hosting a concert here. A-Ball and MJG, Scarface. It was a big concert.
That's exciting.
In North Little Rock, yeah. And I hosted both parts. That's what got me my job at the radio station.
Nice.
Like, that's why
it's
Al
not that
gave
smooth
me the
as butter voice?
No, it was a friend of mine was throwing the actual concert. He was throwing the concert, and he wanted me to only host the the local portion. So I was like, okay, I'll come out and host the local portion. It's cool. But when I got there, you know what I'm saying? They had no, like, it was just crazy. And me and Cy Smith, she was working on it. And me and her kind of got together, and she kind of took control of everything and kind of mapped everything out. And just, they was working me. So they was like, well, nah, you gonna announce the main acts too. I was like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm out there. I have no dressing room, but I'm not going to wear the same wardrobe to announce the. So I was changing, and Al Bradford, the owner of the station, walks past, and I'm in my drawers like, I am.
That's my dick.
You know what I'm saying? So I put my clothes on, getting dressed. He's like, dude, doing a wardrobe change outside? So I heard him say, yeah, I take it that serious. So he said, and so he offered me a job after that. So
hell
that was,
yeah,
cool. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, but I went in to the joint, man, and ooh, I bombed my ass.
Yeah,
right.
5 minutes.
All right. My second question is: in the past 7.5, 8 years, what is the moment you are least proud of?
I let a comic, or should I say, I let a situation happen at one of my shows that should have never happened.
Okay. Unpack that. What do you mean by
jerked
that?
Off a corpse.
Yeah, it was the dead guy came too much. It was way too vulgar.
It was like coagulated.
It was after the Dead Baby Award, so you know, things were already dark.
I used to do a show called The Night Owl.
Mm-hmm. I love that show. And, that was a great show.
Yeah. I used to do a show called The Night Owl. And I guess the comic was upset that they lost, man, and the altercation turned between me and him turned physical, and I regret that, you know what
okay.
I'm saying, because that was a stain on that show.
Yeah.
I lost good fans who enjoyed coming out to that show and would have only grown that audience had I not put that energy around it.
Gotcha. You know, that's a great
yourself.
Point.
You blame yourself for that. No. I don't know.
Yes,
I mean,
do.
For a young producer, though, like, yeah. For anybody out there that...
I really do. I blame myself for not valuing my audience more than...
the situation.
No, a promise. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't know. Initially, me and the person had an altercation the day before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I tried to be the bigger person.
This guy's had altercations with way more people than just you, okay? He goes around having altercations with everybody he runs into. Like, right. That's a him problem.
Listen, no. But I want to be better. I want to be stronger, and I want to have patience with my fellow man.
I respect that, and that is fair.
I don't want to be just, I should punch this guy in the face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If we all just went around punching, we got to be able to have differences.
But if you go around town starting shit with like 10 different people, somebody's going to punch you in the fucking face. Like, you can't just keep doing that.
Can attest.
Okay.
It will happen.
Well, here's my...
Seth has been punched in the face for fucking with people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that, Seth.
That's why I'm so calm and humble now.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes it takes a punch in the face.
Sometimes. Yeah, it really does.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
I 100% can attest to that.
I wish I would have just punched this guy in the face, because I took it way too far, man. Like, I'm thankful that another comedian was there. She stepped in and was just like, hey, man, this has went too far. You know what I'm saying? Which it really did. It went way
farther
than it
was. Was it at the show, like in front of the audience?
No. Well, what happened? I want to just get into it. Into
I love it. This is why we do this.
I know, but I don't want to just get into this.
We're not saying his name.
But the comic lost, and I actually didn't know that he was outside making a ruckus.
Ah.
And the comic who won, I guess... him and the comic who won were in a back and forth or whatever about the way he won, because the comic that won kind of won on his back because he was being annoying that night a little bit. Right. You know, he's a character, so he's a very I guess flamboyant person, to say the least.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he tries to get into it with people. I think his
personality. You get that show business. You get big characters in show business.
Yeah, I think
that's
his personality is very, very big, man.
Right.
Because the same token, as we sit here talking about him, we're talking about him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that effective on people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's
he's
a great
doing
point.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, I've seen this guy. Listen, if he put those powers, you know, and I've seen him do it. Like, he's a very, very impressive person, man. And that's why I say I wish I would have been able to be the bigger person and take that everything another direction. Yeah. But he got into it with that guy. They got into it back and forth. And I actually stopped that guy. And he was getting into it with some crowd members.
Oh,
so,
no.
I asked them to leave.
Well, that's when you got a problem. You can't fuck with the people that pay to see my show, man. Like, this is my livelihood. This is my business. Don't fuck with my shit.
Well, he was upset that they didn't pick him to win. And I can understand the frustrations of losing the contest. I think we've all lost the contest.
Yeah, but you can't go blaming them because you lost because you weren't the funnier man that night. Like,
yeah, but I mean, I think it more
that's a bitch move. Going and bitching to the crowd, that's a bitch move.
I think it was more that the guy kind of won off him. I think he was more kind of
roasting him afterwards.
Yeah, well, no, he was okay. The comic that won was on stage, and you go see this set on my YouTube channel. You can go look it up. The comic who won that night was Nick Moore.
Oh,
so
leaps and bounds funnier.
Yeah,
Nick's a great comic.
Yeah. Listen, amazing from back then.
Right.
From now to then,
I bet
amazing now, but Nick won that night, but he was doing his set. It was going okay. He wasn't getting the keys. He wasn't getting hooted. He was hanging in there. Because the night owl was ran by the audience, by the way.
It's a show where the audience could kick the comic off the stage if they didn't like him.
Right.
And then they vote on their favorite at the end of the night. It was a very fun show.
Very fun. Cutthroat.
Yes. I wanted the audience to be mean, but it made comics bring their A game. And I seen a lot of comics lose that should have won. And I seen a lot of comics win that should have won. And I seen some comics win, man. I don't know how they won. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen some shit where I'm like, what?
That happens with a crowd vote show. Like, some nights the crowd's just going to swing the other way.
Listen, they do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And the great part is nobody can blame me.
Right, it's the crowd. It ain't you.
You can't blame the host. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of a crowd participation show. And I like crowd participation shows, but I cannot do them.
Mm-mm. But you can't. But again, in your defense, you can't go to a show where you know ahead of time that the crowd will boo you off if they don't like you,
right.
And the crowd is voting on you. And then when they do boo you off, or when they don't pick you, you can't be like, "Why didn't you pick me?" That's just a bitch move.
Yeah. Well, and if you know you're like that,
don't do those shows.
That's
exactly.
Why I don't do Gladiator Night, because it hurt my feelings.
Respect for you for knowing that about yourself and not putting yourself through it.
See, and that's a sore patch for me. I did Gladiator Night just this past. And I forfeited, dude. Man.
Oh, he it was him and
Trey Diesel.
Trey Diesel at the end, and they
Trey
were gonna
Diesel,
do an
man.
Audience vote.
Yeah,
but
Trey Diesel, man, I had you, man. Ah,
fucking D, you had a Code Brown or something.
No. I was actually on the phone, man.
You're hustling.
Man,
selling tickets.
Yes.
I went. I ran up the street. I was like, D. Come out.
Yeah, man.
Is this the place?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, man. I ate it, man.
Yeah.
And for me, it ain't even about the prize money, which it was money involved. I won't put that out there in case anybody thinking I'm petty. But for me, man, it's just the competitiveness of it. If I made it to the end, I would have wanted to see it through to the end.
Right.
I wish I would have known it was another round because, you know, even if I had lost, I would have taken my L. Like, I don't think I've ever shown my anger at a contest.
Right, and you shouldn't.
I refuse to.
It's a sign of professionalism, you know?
And of gentlemanliness. Like, there's something about being a gentleman that's like, hey, if we compete fairly, even if luck doesn't swing my way tonight, I'm not going to act like a child. Like, I compete, we compete under the same rules.
It's where the saying, and, may the best man win, right, comes from. It's like,
I mean, my whole thing is, most times if you go to a competition to win, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Because I won competitions, and I don't know, you know.
You were just there to have fun.
No, we, listen, I swear
the best
to God,
I've ever done in a competition is when I'm there just favorite, to have fun. Right.
My favorite win, I will not tell who I beat, but I can't believe I beat him. And it was a clean competition.
Yeah.
And we was in Batesville, Arkansas.
Okay.
Ah, man, listen. And I told, I had just got out, and so I had a bunch of prison material, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, which I rarely do prison material. I might do a little bit about, you know, how I got locked up. Like, I did some stuff the other night.
Right,
with the
scoundrels, right.
About the cigarette.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, eh, yeah. I was doing that, and it's basically clean. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That material is basically clean, because when I first started writing, I wish I would have kept with that. I would write only clean. I'm going to write it clean, and then if I want to dirty it up, I could.
That's smart.
You know what
that
saying?
Is smart.
And
get way more work that,
that
way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, I got away from that, and I hate that. I want to go back to doing that, because I would try to do like the challenge. Mm-hmm. I would try to find inanimate object and just make it funny.
Right.
I want to be the type of funny where I can make this brush funny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, whatever, and just take that topic and make it funny in 2-3 different ways. You know what I'm saying? To where I can tap into just, I can make anything funny now. You know what I'm saying? I could be sitting here looking at something and be like, oh, this balloon star. And just run off of it about 3 minutes about it. And you right. being here dying like, yeah. Oh, this dude hilarious.
It's hanging upside down, this, so you know Bear's satanic.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a pentagram.
For those of you that can't see, we had a birthday party here for one of our buddies, Isaac. And there's upside down stars hanging from the lights that they're balloons.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, y'all can't
the
see
devil
that.
Is alive.
That's out of y'all camera view. But, yeah, just doing different little stuff like that, man, different little exercises, man, I think that just grows you as a comic.
Right. Absolutely.
I really do, too. Yeah. I think that's really smart, just keeping that muscle sharp because, man, getting on stage, it's doing a rep, writing, sitting down, having the discipline. You know, so many comics they're waiting for something to happen to them. And you have to go and make it happen.
Yeah, you got to create it for yourself or it'll never happen.
Like, yeah, man. Y'all see me. I live in the air sometimes. I be right. feeling like, man, like I really had a month this year where I came home and basically took care of business here, you know, everything, and then left right back out. And I was just like, dang, I haven't been here.
Yeah,
right.
To where my friends be like, "You're never here. You're never home. We don't hang out anymore." And right. I'm like, "Man, listen.
Trying to grow. I'm trying to get more opportunity."
They like, "That's why we don't ever come back. That's why we don't ever check on you. We don't ever. You always gone.
Right.
Every time we come back here, yeah, like he's not here. And I'm like, man. And then they like, when you are here, only thing you want to do is go get on stage. And I'm like,
you're hustling, man.
Y'all don't understand.
You're following
it,
a dream.
Exactly.
They don't understand.
It's a numbers game, man. You gotta
put in the numbers.
It's all about persistence, man. There's nothing more common than a talented, lazy person. You know what I mean? Like if you go out and you do it and you persist.
And me, I don't even think I'm that talented.
I'll be right back. I got to piss. Y'all keep talking.
Okay. I don't think I'm that talented, man. I think I want to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think I want to.
You're harsh on yourself, but I feel like you have the talent. You are funny.
You know what
but
saying?
At the same like, time, like no one in the Little Rock crowd is going to be like, is going to see you like that. That radio host, the radio station, puts you to work. And then even so, like the biggest you're going to get here in Arkansas is like a radio station, something like that. So when you do travel, you never know who's going to be in the audience. It's like, hey man, like we've been looking for someone just like you.
Yeah,
we're doing a show. Like, we need someone. Like, it's never got you. You have to go get in front of people, and at some point, it just becomes a numbers game, man. Like, you know, you've got the talent. It's you know, there's two things in sales that determine your success. It's either a skill set or quantity. Like, you're either out there getting the numbers, or you've got the skill set to not need those numbers. And so you can, you know.
And that's what I want to do. I want to tighten up my skill set.
Right.
And like I work on my skill set constantly, man.
Right.
Because like actually last night I dropped 2 new jokes.
That's awesome.
Because I dropped a new, well, actually, I guess I guess the other one would be a tag to an old joke where I talk about if my son was gay.
Oh, that's a great joke.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I would, man. I don't think I could stop loving my kid, man.
Right.
He's mine, man. I don't see how people disown him for something like that.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's where they didn't love him to begin with. That's what, that boils down to.
I never would disown my kid for being gay, but he is a ginger, so fuck him.
Yeah. You just
I ain't gonna have no ginger kids.
Listen, my whole thing with that is, you know what I'm saying? Like, they come from you, man. So like, they are you.
Right.
Think about it in that form.
It means a part of you is gay. Just you better live with it.
Right.
I mean, it might have been in there.
I mean, clearly it was.
Clearly did some gay shit while I was raising you, and
yeah.
It is what it is, my man.
So I put the little, you know what I'm saying, tag on there. But I don't know, because that joke is racist, man. It's racist as hell.
Some
man.
Of the best jokes are racist.
Mm-hmm. Is you heard it. You were there. Were you there?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. It made me laugh.
It was very racist. It was very racist. I won't do it on this podcast.
Who would you say is on your Mount Rushmore of comedy? If you could make a Mount Rushmore of comedians, who do you think would put
comics.
Up there?
Is it four on Mount
four.
Rushmore?
Yes.
Four on Rushmore? It's four.
They have to be white men. No.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
You're going to be surprised at my list. I guarantee you that. First and foremost, you got to put Flip Wilson up there, man.
Flip
you
know Wilson?
Yes. Flip Wilson.
Do you know who Flip Wilson
No,
is?
I don't.
I don't either. I've never heard of Flip Wilson.
Okay, well.
All right, that's homework for me. I'm looking him up as soon as we get done with this. Yeah.
First of all, you have to understand Flip Wilson was the first ever black TV superstar.
Okay.
People think it was Bill Cosby.
Really?
People think it was Bill Cosby. No, it was Flip Wilson.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I just put it on my list to look up.
Sounds like a skateboarder.
Listen, man, Flip was amazing. He created a character called Geraldine. Geraldine was a female persona who took on a life all of her own. Got so big that she was bigger than Flip Wilson.
Oh, like Madea.
Madea.
You would not have Madea if there was no Geraldine.
Okay.
All of the female personas you see started with Geraldine. Men did it before Flip.
Mm-hmm.
But Flip did it the best.
Oh, nice.
Gotcha. Okay.
So do you think there's any merit to Cat Williams saying that they make motherfuckers wear a dress to get famous?
I personally think back in those days you did whatever you needed to do.
Right.
You know, I think all the stuff that's being exposed now, imagine back then.
Right.
When you really want this job.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly.
You know, that I mean, $10 a week that you gonna get or whatever, $100 or, you know, that's like $2,000-$3,000 back then. You know what I'm saying? Like their currency was totally, you know, the pricing was, imagine what a nickel could do type shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in that day, to be wealthy meant something. To be a wealthy person, for these people to open the gates and let you in. And Flip did that. And not only being a man of color, you know what I'm saying? To me, that was just an amazing feat. You know what I'm saying? I think he had an 8th grade, 9th grade education.
Hell yeah.
Ninth grade, and ended up owning his own TV show.
Damn.
Totally off his mind.
That's a great addition to Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's
I learned some shit.
Fuck yeah.
He'd have to be first.
Yeah. Okay.
Second would have to be probably Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
Jim, you're a big Gaffigan fan.
Oh, very big. Amazing comic.
Oh, yeah, he's legendary.
Right.
Amazing
super
comic.
Clean.
I mean,
so clean.
Listen, ultra clean. Oh my God, like to take one topic and just murder like that.
Yeah.
If I could.
Didn't he do like 20 minutes on horses one time?
I believe he did. He's like, why is he still talking about this?
Yes.
Yes. Shouldn't he be done?
Yes.
It's like 8 minutes.
Yes. Listen. But he's so funny that he makes that funny. Imagine being so funny to where you're laughing at him saying that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because Hot Pocket destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
It
changed.
It will live on because it changed the game. Right. So to me, to be that type of comic, to leave that type of mark on comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even as a clean comic. That's Mount Rushmore worthy.
I agree.
Two more.
Next we have to be I still haven't I want to say his name right. I don't know why I'm a little high. I smoked a blunt. Okay, I'll say this one first, and then hopefully I'll think of this next one. I didn't want to make him last. I wanted this next person to be last. Next would be Sinbad.
Sinbad, okay.
Oh, okay.
Sinbad would have to go on my if you notice a lot of clean comics, y'all got to forgive me. I know Richard and them should be on my list, and everybody loves them, and I do too. Don't get me wrong.
No, I mean, you're Mount Rushmore. That's your personal choice, inspirational to you.
These are comics that I've seen time and time again, no tale left untold, tested, be funny. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
In audience that, you know what I'm saying, most times weren't just particularly their audience. See, a lot of people don't know the grind of Sinbad and where Sinbad came from. That's another great one to look into and just look at the backlog on Sinbad. Sinbad's amazing, man. I mean, that's one of those people where if I could get a chance to meet, that's symbolic.
Oh, yeah.
To meet Sinbad.
It was a thing when Sinbad had a new special out. We sat and watched it as a family. Mm-hmm. Like, we loved Sinbad. My mom would be like, if you want to do it, you got to be able to not cuss. fuck that, mom. I can't.
Fuck that, mother.
Yeah. But that's a great one. You know, the Looney Bin used to have a picture of Sinbad up on the wall. And I thought it was Puff Daddy for so long. It was not a good painting of Sinbad. But yeah. One more. And again, there's no wrong answer.
No, right. No.
Actually, Matt Rife is on JP's. That's a fucking wrong answer. Objectively, that's a wrong goddamn answer.
You don't like Matt?
I don't dislike Matt, but Mount Rushmore of comedians that have inspired you. JP made a great argument for it. I'm not shitting on JP, but like, it's the wrong goddamn answer.
I mean,
it was very funny.
They got some good guys out there that inspired to do some shit because, Nate is amazing right now. The guy that's doing the crowd work. Mm-hmm. Nate, what is it?
Bergatz?
No, it's Robert. It's not Williams.
Talking about Nate Jackson?
Super funny. That's what it is. Nate Jackson, super funny. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nate Jackson is, man, that brother's amazing right now, man. He is destroying, man.
It's just surprising for me to see a comic that started when JP started and like on his Mount Rushmore of inspirational comedians to him is somebody that blew up well after he had been doing it for a while.
But again, man, Matt Rife had been doing stand-up for 15 years before he ever started posting those crowd work.
He's very funny. I'm not hating on Matt Rife. It's just hilarious to me.
Controversy around Matt Rife right now. It was jarring. It was a surprising thing to hear.
What has Matt done?
He's a lot of people are watching his, like, they watch his crowd work videos on TikTok. They love him. They watch him. And then they go pull up his Netflix special, and it's just not the same. It's not the same vibe. It's not. And the first joke he does is about, like, domestic violence, and 90% of his fans are women. So, like, he really just kind of shot himself in the foot. And there was just
So they don't like his stand-up. They only like his crowd work.
They built him up. He was very much a Britney Spears. Like, they built up this pretty thing that they could watch die, you know? Our society does that a lot.
Watch out, Nate. Shit.
They're coming at you.
Don't let them
get you get that big, you're going to get hate
but also,
thrown your way.
That like, dude, well, Nate is
here
very...
Go, here go my whole thing. Nate makes it fun, though. He does and I think owning your own comedy club, man, it's no way you don't get that funny. Because... like, I literally hear somebody say, nobody comes there when Nate's not there. I said, what? He was like, nobody comes. Yeah. If he's not at home, if he's on the road, they're not coming. I said, what?
Wow.
They only come when he's there because he does that. But then I think we got our own Nate right here, Big Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Does exactly. it every Tuesday night at the joint. He's going to destroy this room.
Right.
He's going to do it. And the people that's unfortunate enough to be in Eye's view is going to get a handful of what he got going.
Oh, right.
Man. And it's going to be hilarious. And it's $5.
You're never
going to
see it again. You'll never see that same set again.
So imagine had we been recording that for him and posting it for him. He'd be viral and on the road right now.
Exactly.
Because some of those nights are amazing. I can't make this up. He said it on stage. Y'all think I set this up? Yeah, right. I think I made these people come here.
Especially right. The nights that he talks about current events, like after the brawl by the boat
in Alabama.
Alabama brawl.
Yeah, I wasn't here. I missed
was
that
like,
one.
He had one of the best lines of that. He was like, all the white people freaking out because they were like, they can swim now. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, dude. He's like, I'm in here wearing a hat just so I can throw it down. I'm like, and I hold my hat up. Everybody, you, four or five motherfuckers going to show up. You didn't even know they were hanging in the shadow. That's why I'm wearing a hat right now. I love Big Dre.
Dude, Big Dre's legendary.
Listen, well, I've seen him get it, though. The best, right. The best Big Dre I've ever seen. We did Set Swap,
mm-hmm.
and I was not a part of it. And Jarrett got Big Dre.
I believe it, dude.
And
I believe
it was the
Jared's a
thing.
Sleeper agent.
Listen,
dude,
man,
he is. I think
listen
he's
to
a
me.
Savant.
I seen him make Big Dre say, "Man, I can't even go after this. I can't.
Yeah,
I'm still laughing. I'm laughing so. Man, listen, the room was so destroyed, man." When Jerry opened up with that, you motherfucker. Hey. Listen, man.
You motherfucker.
Hey, I wanted to. But no, Jerry, though. No, you got to go hot.
I'm a stay-at-home dad.
I'm
a
stay-at-home dad. You motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
he's
but he's doing Big Dre's.
Right,
so,
right.
So he's just doing crowd work.
Listen, he got the hollering at Sarah. Hey, you ever been with a black man?
You ever been with a black man? Show me your titties.
So,
that's very good.
That is very good. God damn.
Your impression is gone.
Hey,
I used to live with Jared. I can do a good Jared.
Hey, that's dope. Yeah, you got him down. Hey, but Jared's amazing, man. He kicked my ass in a comedy contest one time.
Me too. He buried me at the World Series
listen,
one year.
Absolutely.
Listen, I was not ready for it. Mm-hmm. I was not ready for it. The first time I seen Jared have a good set, I was like, okay, because, you know, he says it. This can go two ways. I can either kill or I can either die.
Yeah, they're either going to he's like the Macarena. You either fucking love it, you jump up and start, or you're like, oh, it's the fucking Macarena.
Fucking Macarena.
So one of the two ways. Same thing with another comic like that is Ben Malone. Like, he'll come out and just shake the crowd up like a can of Coke.
Yeah.
Or he'll come out and crack it open. It's been flat for a long time.
Yeah.
Listen, man. But I've seen Ben do some rooms where I thought Ben is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, sir. He's going to have a heart attack up there.
Listen. And he destroyed that room,
every
man.
Every time.
Like, I'm telling you, man, I have seen Ben in a room where I'm like, oh, man, Ben finna go down. Yeah. Ooh-wee, Ben finna eat it
in
here.
Fun to watch.
This is finna, damn, poor Ben. And Ben go up and destroy, and I'm like, I'm finna eat it. I'm finna fuck, Ben. Yeah. What are you doing?
How do you match that?
Like, shit. Y'all a Ben crowd, huh?
Ben, please let me have one of your Adderall.
Okay, listen, man. I think Ben is one of the most brilliant writers on our scene because he writes some, and then when they don't do good, he never does them again.
Yeah.
And if you don't catch it that time, you'll never hear it
and
again.
And he's got a lot of them.
And they're really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, damn, I want to just go over there and be like, hey, Ben, give me these.
So Ben is the last one on
right.
your Mount Rushmore.
You know what I'm saying? No. The last person. I'm still trying to think of his name, man.
Is it hard to say?
No, he won Star Search. I'm just drawing a blank, man, because I want to meet him. And
so we put you on the spot.
Yeah. We did not give you any prior anything for this.
He has a radio show. Miss Arkansas is on it. Jesus, what is this man's name, man?
Miss Arkansas is on
the man's radio show. Yeah, she reoccurs on there all the time.
Is he pretty popular, or is this going to be one that I've...
He's the comedian that won Star Search, because he donated half of his winnings. I think it was like $100,000.
Are you Googling it, Seth?
Yes.
Okay. He donated $50,000. And to me, that's so dope. He won $100,000, and then he donated $50,000.
That is dope. I'm not that generous.
To the homeless. You know, but he's also been homeless. He's also been drug addicted, and, you know, he came through his struggles. And
wow.
Jeez,
Sinbad he's a way
won,
better mate.
Sinbad won Star Search. Martin Lawrence won Star Search. Kevin James, Drew Carey, Brad Garrett, Norm MacDonald, Rosie O'Donnell, Dave Chappelle was on Star Search. Holy shit. Adam Sandler was on Star Search. Holy tits and balls.
Holy tits and balls.
Oh my God, I thought you had a clip of it. I'm freaking out. Now I'm going to put donated winnings. I'll find it. I know how to Google.
He can match the Googs.
I want to say it, but
Michael Collier.
That's it, Michael Collier.
Collier.
Yeah, Michael Collier.
Gained national attention after capturing the grand prize comedy championship and $100,000. He donated half the winnings.
That was the most amazing shit, man.
That's
like,
dope.
I respect it.
That's excellent.
And I also respect the fact that, man, even though going through his addiction and his struggles, he let his comedy be his crutch.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
He was a street performer for years, man.
They put him on The Princess and the Frog. Now he's in a Disney movie. You know what I mean?
Listen, man, he's an amazing guy. He's amazing.
That's awesome.
So that round my list out. I'm sorry, Michael, I couldn't remember your name. I smoked too much weed, man. I'm really a big fan of yours.
What he did was more memorable.
I kept thinking about his last name with the C. I don't know why I was stuck there. I was just locked in on it, and I was totally off because it was Michael. Good Lord, that's terrible.
It's okay.
Michael Collier. Yeah,
he is one of our viewers, so we'll probably get a call.
Yeah.
So sorry, Mike.
Michael Collier, Sinbad,
Jim Gaffigan,
and
Flip Wilson. Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, do you have any shows other than Smoking and Joking that you'd like to hype up before we get out of here?
Oh, day after Smoking and Joking, 21.
Right, at the Looney Bin.
Yeah, at the Looney Bin, man. Please go get the tickets, man. I think I got like 3 tickets sold. Y'all hate me here in Arkansas, don't y'all? They hate me here.
They like
in Little
to
Rock.
Wait till the last minute.
I don't know what it is.
Little Rock's a last minute town.
Listen, I literally have a show in San Diego next month. I think on like the 16th, May 16th, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm kicking off my tour. And I decided to kick it off here at home. I said, I ain't going to end it at home. I'm going to kick it off at home.
Right. Yeah.
Let's sell out home first. Let's set the tone, Little Rock. 3 tickets.
April 21st.
Thank you, Little Rock, man. So if you're listening, man, you enjoy what I do. You've seen me tell jokes, or you want to hear me tell jokes. I'll be doing a long set.
Yeah, you're headlining
421.
That.
Yep.
And it's a stacked lineup. It's got...
It's an amazing lineup. My guy, Walter Ford, man, is flying in from San Diego. He's been on Hulu. He's been on Fox. You know what I'm saying? He's been on a couple of different things, man. He's out there... moving and grooving, man. You know what I'm saying? Try and hang out with some movers and shakers, man, out there. You know what I'm saying? Guys that's getting to it, that's going to help me get to it. You know what I'm saying? Be around.
That's how you do it, man. That's who you know.
Trying to do. Yeah, people who are doing what you're trying to do. Lucas is also on it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you've never seen Lucas.
He's great.
Lucas is an experience itself, man. Yeah, it is. And Lucas has come so far, man. I love performing with Lucas, man. He's amazing. And Uncle Bam is on it, man.
Uncle Bam's great, too.
Uncle Bam, man, is every comic's comic to me.
I've never heard of this guy. I mean, I've seen him on the flyers.
He won the Night Owl. I'll put it like that. So
okay.
I just leave that there. Matter of fact, Lucas has also won the Night Owl. I'll put it there. So you know what I'm saying? You know, two of the comics this show have won my show.
Nice.
So, and they have trophies. You know what I'm saying? I should make them bring them, but I ain't going to do them like that.
Lucas probably sold his.
Yeah, Lucas had to eat. He had to smelt his down.
It's their trophy, so you do what he wanted to do.
Exactly.
Seth, do you have anything you'd like to hype up before we get out of here?
Let's see. Old Bank next week on a Wednesday doing the bonus level show.
Bonus level?
I'll be up in Fayetteville Friday on the 19th. I don't know if this will be released probably this weekend.
This will come out... yeah, this weekend.
So I'll be up in Fayetteville at Bentonville Brewing the 3rd and the 4th of May up there with Dan Alton. Dan Alton.
From Kentucky?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, he's great.
Crazy dude.
Yeah, ready to have a good time?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. He's just a wacky dude, so I can just really no holds bar before. Some headliners are like, I really need you to keep it kind of calm. Don't go too crazy. Don't talk about this.
I don't understand working with headliners like that.
I don't either. I hate it.
If I ever descend to that level.
If I can't follow it, I shouldn't be headlining.
Exactly. Listen, exactly. Listen.
Exactly.
If I can't follow the host, I don't need the feature. I need to get them to switch me out for the week. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's one thing if I have a rough set, because we all have those.
Right. A rough set, but like all week, if you're struggling every show after them, it's like, come on, man.
And I hate that when I go somewhere, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put no name on it, but you ever been to a comedy club, man, and it's just you watch the comic struggle all week.
Yes.
You just like, man, how?
Yes, I have.
How can you book somebody, man, and they do this all week, man?
I won't say the headliner's name, but the feature act was Ty Rivera. He's gonna be at the Looney Bin in a couple weeks. But
Ty's great.
He was the feature act.
Ty struggled?
No, Ty was the feature act, and he came up and was saying all this shit about, like, you know, new thoughts the audience had never had, like, you know, just the weirdest, goofiest, grossest.
Ty's a motherfucker. I like Ty.
He went up and murdered, and then the headliner, by Thursday night, he would go up and be like very nostalgic. You know, remember how life used to be after Ty?
Yeah, you can't do that shit after Ty.
Oh, dude,
there's no
chance. Remember above ground pools? Remember how your dad yelled at you for holding the flashlight wrong? It's like, no. I'm actually thinking that my dad's why I'm gay, you know. After the last guy, I'm like, I think my dad made me gay, you know. It's like, so now, like, he straight up was like coming up to me and being like, hey, should I like talk about them switching Ty and I? And I was like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. Don't
if you got to ask that as the headliner,
absolutely,
yes.
Yes. No, but they never did. He, ooh, you know, you saw this headliner step his game up.
So he pulled out.
He started, most headliners never pull out. He did not surpass Ty. And now you see Ty as a headliner.
Yeah, right, as he should be.
Ty is one of those people, he was going to be a headliner.
Right. The fact that he's at the Looney Bin, that's a hell of a pull. Like,
you know what I'm saying? My whole, I don't know. For me, if you're a headliner and you tell your feature, hey, man, can you do this joke or tone this down? Now, I understand as a feature, though, you know what I'm saying? And I feature for a few people. I understand, man, to not do similar material, though. I just don't even do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or if they're a clean comic.
I don't put them in that position, man. Right. But I do know me. Sometimes it's a hot crowd, and I get excited and get carried away and do a joke that I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have had that happen one time in Oklahoma, man, and it was just a horrible experience, man. The comic I was working with was taking a picture with the woman, and the woman said,
"You were funnier."
No, she just said, "She said that was a great joke you told about the booty," and he was like, "Yeah." She said that was a great joke about the booty. And he said, yeah, but he told it.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't funny to me.
Right.
Because needless to say, I don't work with him anymore. But
yeah. I mean, it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah. It was a fun weekend, though.
I believe it.
I bet.
It was a fun weekend. I got paid, so.
Well, speaking of fun, man, I had a blast with you, D. Like, you're.
Oh yeah, man! Thank you guys so much,
dude. Thank you for coming here.
Shoes, JP.
Horses, AI, losing your virginity.
Yeah,
and
hey, text me the list. Text me the list. I'm gonna see what I can come up with.
Okay, I got you.
Losing my virginity, man. I don't really know if I can tell that story. Yeah.
We'll find out.
Because I think we may have molested each other.
Yeah.
We were young.
Well,
my uncle swore me to secrecy.
Well, no, don't got no young uncles.
He wasn't young either.
All right. Hope you have a good night, Seth.
You too, baby.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see y'all April 29th at the Looney Bin.
Yeah. Good night. Yeah.
Peace.